the melody of whispers. In the mystical lands of American folklore, where the trees whispered ancient secrets and the rivers hummed a timeless tune, there lived five well-known creatures, each with their own story of sorrow and the sounds they made when sadness touched their hearts. First, there was Albi the Sasquatch, the gentle giant of the forest. When Albi was sad, he would let out a deep, soft hooting, like the wind caressing the leaves, a sound so tender it could make the flowers weep dewy tears. Then there was Peg the Pegasus, who flew above the land with grace. Her sadness was expressed through a series of low, melodic whinnies that echoed in the sky like soft thunder, reminding the clouds to release their own tears onto the earth. In the shimmering waters, Maya the mermaid reigned. Her melancholy was heard in the ripples of the lake, a beautiful, haunting lullaby that flowed with the waves, telling tales of lost treasures and sunken dreams. Winona the Will-o'-the-Wisp flickered dimly when her heart was heavy. Her glow would pulse with a sound like the sighs of fireflies, a quiet, rhythmic twinkling that danced in the darkness, a beacon for those who felt lost. Lastly, there was Tango the Thunderbird, whose mighty wings would beat a bit slower, creating a soft drumming, much like distant rolling thunder, a mournful sound that filled the skies and called upon the rain to hide his tears. These creatures, though folklore, taught us that everyone speaks the language of emotions in their own unique way, turning sorrow into a chorus of nature's own symphony, one that whispered of hope and healing to all who listened.